It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Greg Pickle is here with me. So is Todd Sadowski from Fox 43. It's the big one now. Penn State, Ohio State coming up. We're looking ahead to that matchup on Fox. Big noon kickoff on Saturday in Columbus. The Lions season rides through. It goes right through this matchup. We kind of knew that to be true to start the year. But Penn State, as much as we've kind of discussed about, not saying they are ahead of schedule, but using that as a crutch for some of the things that should be fixed. That's what we've been kind of looking at. But I don't think a lot of people expected them to be 9-1. You know, looking at that on paper feels a little different than looking at it, week to week to week, which, 2 weeks ago losing to Minnesota, last week giving a lot of air yards to Indiana. So here we are now as a 19-point underdog. And my first thought is, we'll see where that betting line goes as we approach Saturday, but that is a lot of points. I know Ohio State's impressive. I know that Penn State's last couple weeks have not been their best performances, but 19 points is a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be rainy and snowy too, which could slow down things Saturday in Columbus. And I guess for you on the sideline, Todd, make things a little bit messy. But I thought this game would be 14 for the spread. And I would have bet Ohio State, I think, at minus 14, just because it just feels like a very tough game for Penn State to keep within two touchdowns based on what we've seen the last 2 weeks. However, the history that these two teams have going on in the James Franklin era suggests that the Lions can keep it close. But I don't know. You felt like Penn State could win against Ohio State the last few years. I don't feel that way this time around. I just think that they're outgunned a little bit. And it goes down to Ohio State has too many options to stop on offense. Penn State can't seem to stop any offense at this point. And the Lions, even with KJ Hamler, don't have a third offensive threat for teams to worry about. So they'll be able to circle in on Sean Clifford and the run game, stop the run, make Sean Clifford beat you. And I don't think Penn State's going to be able to do that.
Now, well, it's really interesting how the reaction is about this particular team. And Dustin, you've mentioned, there's things they need to fix. Look, it's a 10-win season. They play Rutgers. They're getting a 10-win. They're getting their 10th win. So
you just cancel that game, right, frankly.
Exactly. And so they've got this going
on.
Rutgers
did cover comfortably against Ohio State. Let's not forget that.
I didn't say it was a game that you betting win or loss. On the record, it's going to be a win. So look, this is it's an incredible opportunity. And it's funny because you look at why are people, they're 9-1, but the defense is this. And I just was trying to figure it out. And I really think a lot of it has to do with where Ohio State has taken their program to unprecedented levels. And it feels like if you got a 10-win team, you got a 9-1 team, you're ranked ninth, they're getting the respect of a 24th ranked team, of a team that just got into the top 25 going on the road to Ohio State. That's how good people believe this Buckeyes team is. And so that's the frustrating part of it, is you think you're getting closer, you're getting closer, and you're getting better, and you're correcting things. Look, Penn State's winning games with their offense and the four-minute offense. They're beating ranked teams on the road. Their special teams is better. They're doing all these things to get better and better, and yet the distance and the gap between them and Ohio State seems to continue to grow. How is that possible? I mean, Ryan Day steps in, and the guy hasn't lost a game. A couple of games last year, and he's undefeated this year. Imagine if Brent Pry stepped in for James Franklin and was undefeated through like 12, 13 games of coaching. It's amazing what they are doing. And so with the trend of facing Tanner Morgan and then Peyton Ramsey and the way they've had success against Penn State in recent weeks, all the momentum feels like they just don't have a chance. And when you look at Ohio State's offense, do you see them scoring less than 38, 35, close to 40 points in the game? Can Penn State keep up and score that many? If it's a close game, they've got good special teams. Maybe they can create a turnover. Maybe a Grant Haley type, kick block for a return. I just don't know if they can stay that close for four quarters and in Columbus.
Here's, I think for me, what it comes down to, and I like just right off the bat, I like Penn State you know, betting with that 19 points. I don't see a path to victory for Penn State. But what I do think will be really, really interesting is that Ohio State has cruised through its schedule so much. And a lot of that, to their credit, Cincinnati is there, and Wisconsin, as we talked, I guess, just off air, are their two sort of, you know, most legitimate wins. But they have not faced much adversity at all. They've been pretty much on schedule all year long. They've been winning games comfortably. What happens if Penn State swings and lands an early blow? You know, what Penn State has been through this before. They know what it's like to have to kind of get up off the canvas, and you can criticize the loss at Minnesota, and it shouldn't have been a loss. They should have executed better in the red zone. They should have limited turnovers. They beat themselves. They didn't get help from officials late and all that, but they did rally. You know, they did, you know, it wasn't their best day. They didn't have their best fastball, but they kept fighting. They know what that feeling is like. Ohio State hasn't experienced this former Ohio State's team hasn't experienced that yet. So I really think it'll be interesting if Penn State can do something early in this game, not go crazy with taking risks or anything, but create a big play one form or another and make Ohio State question a little bit. That I think is important. If Ohio State is up 14-0, I don't know that anything's going to change that. I think Penn State's got to show them some adversity early in this game and see what they can do.
Yeah, I think part of the reason Ohio State hasn't faced any adversity is because they've just run over everyone they've played.
It's a machine.
You know, yeah, it's a machine. So, you know, yeah, certainly we can wonder what they'll do if they face adversity. But what have you seen from Penn State the last 2 weeks that makes you feel confident that they'll put Ohio State in any sort of adverse situation? I don't see – Penn State's going to have to score with them and hope for the best. I mean, now Micah Parsons is convinced that he's going to finally catch an interception. I don't know if you're in that scrum after the game. I think you were over there when he was saying that yeah. You know, he dropped a couple interceptions this year, and he's convinced that just means he's going to catch one when they need it the most. So maybe he gets his first interception here. But yeah, you're going to have to turn over Ohio State a couple of times, and you're going to have to capitalize on it when you do. You're not going to be able to turn the ball over. You're not going to be able to have special teams penalties take good field position or points off the board. So, to me, I think Penn State has to play the perfect game, as they almost always do against Ohio State, but it feels magnified this year.
Yep. Mike is not improving his case to return a kick. He's not going to catch his interceptions.
One of these times, I'm not going to muff the kick. Yeah. One of these times.
I mean, look, they've been a machine. They are a machine, but these are 18 to 23-year-olds still, and weird things happen in college football all the time. Look, they've had Maryland and Rutgers. They've basically had bye weeks to get everybody healthy. Chase Young had a suspension that, oh, surprise, surprise, was reduced from 4 games to 2 games so that he's back in time. Right. Oh, yeah. Who saw that coming, you know, to face Penn State? But Justin Fields gets nicked up potentially. Anything could happen where he's not maybe as mobile as he was, or he throws an early pick, or John Reed gets the, you know, he dropped an interception too. Maybe there's an out pattern that's a little bit underthrown. Somebody jumps the route and takes it back for a pick six. Things are happen all the time that are crazy in college football. It's what makes it probably the best sport and the most entertaining watch. I mean, look, I didn't root for Penn State to lose to Minnesota, but I had a chance to sit and watch Penn State, Minnesota, and then LSU, Alabama. Was there a better 6.5-7 hours of entertaining football than those two games? I mean, they were phenomenal football games to watch from an entertainment perspective. So, look, anything could happen in this one. Certainly the odds are stacked against them. We know that, but they've got a fighting chance.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State, Ohio State. Coming up this weekend, Penn State, a 19-point underdog. Segment brought to you by our partners at DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is officially available in Pennsylvania now. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. And this week, they've got a special promo going on the pro football ranks. You don't want to miss it. It's simple. You just place a bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and then you get $6 for every touchdown the Steelers score. It's, again, Steelers Bengals, you do expect some points in that matchup. DraftKings has a special offer if you do pick the Steelers to win. Also a special offer through us here. All you got to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. One of the things that's very daunting, and you would think what the way that Penn State is being treated, you know, that they are an unranked team going on the road. This is a top 10 team. This is the number 9 team in the country in the AP poll. Going out there at 19 points is a sign of how much respect. And really, there's a lot of reasons to respect this Ohio State team. Lead the nation in scoring offense and total defense. So if you think about how hard it is to be on the top in both of those categories, you know, top 5 in pass efficiency, top 5 rushing offense, top 5 total offense. There is a path for them to beat almost anybody because they're able to execute in all facets so easily. Their secondary has long been a big time strength. Their defensive line, coached up by Larry Johnson Sr., is a big time strength. They can beat you with J.K. Dobbins. Justin Fields can run the ball. They can throw it short. They can throw it deep. You know, they have the ability to do all the things you need to do to beat this Penn State team. It's just going to take a really inspired effort from Penn State. They're going to have to find a way to either scheme around their shortcomings in the passing game, the pass defense game, or step up to the plate and play bigger than you've played before. That can be the pass rush. Maybe the pass rush arrives. I know there's not a lot of evidence, recent evidence, that suggests that Penn State can play with Ohio State, but I just get the suspicion that the first 20 to 25 minutes of this game aren't going to be as easy as Ohio State wants them to be. After that, who knows? You know, they have shown that they can go 6-for-6, score 6 touchdowns in a row on drives. You're not going to keep this offense down for 60 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to keep it down for any amount of time. Not just the way they're playing, I just am hard-pressed to see. I think Penn State has a better chance of putting points on the board against this Ohio State defense, which probably doesn't get talked about enough, than it does stopping Ohio State's offense. The only way Penn State's going to stop Ohio State's offense is if it stops itself, because there are going to be guys running wide open all day. Ohio State 40, Penn State 24.
Okay.
Yeah, the word you mentioned is inspired, and sometimes that can come from an individual. So maybe there's a matchup that somebody, you know, takes advantage of and fires up the team, or something happens in that regard. Other than that, it is going to be really difficult for them to keep up with them, for sure.
I got a Penn State 40 or Ohio State 44, Penn State 28. I think 19 points. I would pick Penn State to cover that. I think they're going to end up scoring some points. 44 might be on the light side for Ohio State, though.
38-27. I'll go if okay. We're looking. You guys are throwing out these predictions. Woo! I figure I better join in.
We got Penn State covering, but Ohio State is dangerous. We'll see what happens. Saturday in Columbus, big noon kickoff on Fox. We're moving on for now. Ask Greg is coming up.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.